But I'm going to change the topic slightly, although it still involves television in a roundabout way, because the topic I'm talking about, the end product, which is the final match, the grand final, is probably one of the most watched television events in the world, okay? But if you're like me, your knowledge of American football, otherwise known as gridiron, it'd be pretty limited. But we should be paying more attention because the Super Bowl approaches next month, and also not just because it's a huge event. A few Aussies have been flying the flag, including former AFL stars Ben Graham and Sav Rocker, along with Matt McBrayer. So to get an idea of where we're at and what the chances are of an Australian playing in the Super Bowl, I'm joined on the phone right now by Dan Levin from Gridiron Victoria. Hello, Dan.
G'day, Miss. How are you going?
I'm good, Dan. Now, were you singing along? Did I hear you singing along?
In my head, that was my favourite show growing up, so definitely I know that tune very well.
That Sesame Street was fantastic. It always had something for the kids. I mean, obviously it was all about the kids, but it also had something for the adults watching as well, I found.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they'd be doing like a Billy Idol interpretation or something, and I'm thinking, kids don't know who this guy is, but they'd be taking the mickey out of him, and it was always great. But look, let's get back to Gridiron. You're an expert, obviously. You're going to have to take me through this very, very slowly. Why do we call American football gridiron in Australia? Because they don't call it gridiron in the United States.
No, in the United States we actually say like the playing field is the gridiron, and it probably comes from the face mask. The face mask of all the players when they started having face masks, it basically looks like a grid of iron to protect the players. So that's probably where the name comes from.
Okay. I'm picking up a bit of an accent from you. How long have you been in Australia?
I've been in Australia for a little over 4 years now. I was originally from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. And have you seen an increase in terms of interest in American football?
In the recent terms, yes. Since OneHD started carrying the live games, we've definitely seen an increase in our juniors program. A lot of players, the younger players, 18 and under, have been coming out saying they're interested in having a go, and our websites are starting to get more hits. And especially thanks to the Madden video game franchise, that's converted a lot of players and generated a lot of interest among even non-players. So that's been a big help to us.
Okay, so let's go back to the Super Bowl, though. Where are we at in terms of that competition, and how does a team get to play in a Super Bowl?
Yep, well, at the moment, we're approaching the divisional round of the playoffs. So there's three rounds of playoffs plus the Super Bowl, and how the teams get there is basically by finishing the season with the best records in their respective conferences, and then the two conferences will play off against each other on their way to the Super Bowl.
Okay, now the three Australians I mentioned before, Ben Graham, Sav Rocker, and Matt McBrayer,
yep.
Are they still in contention with their respective teams?
Two are. Graham and McBrayer are still in contention. McBrayer plays for the Cowboys and Graham for the Cardinals. Sav Rocker, his Eagles have been eliminated by McBrayer's Cowboys. So, and unfortunately, all three of them play in the NFC, so only one of them will be able to go if any of them go.
Okay, and they're all punters?
Correct.
What is a punter and why are Australians so good at it?
The punter is a player that comes onto the field when the offense wants to relinquish the ball to the other team for field position. So the punter's job is basically to kick the ball as far away as possible and to give the other team's offense the worst field position possible. As to why Australians are so good at it, it comes from an Australian rules background. These kids are just basically born and bred to kick a football very, very far, whereas in America it's more about running, catching, and throwing, so we're not quite as adept at kicking.
Wow, okay. So obviously our football background has helped, but are they highly paid, these punters, maybe more so than when playing Aussie rules? Is that why Australians are going over, because they can make more money?
Yeah, punters are, from an NFL standpoint, punters are probably one of the most poorly paid positions, and yet they'll still make about $1 million to $2 million a year.
So that's way more than they'd get paid unless you're, you know, in the top 10 in Australia.
Yeah, and they're only asked to come out and kick the ball at most 5-6 times a game.
Yeah.
Not a bad coin for a day's work.
They're usually at the end of their career too in terms of their you know, big popularity in an AFL or NFL situation, aren't they? They're older.
Yes, the Australians that come over are older, yes.
Yep, okay. Apparently, we've just had a call. Apparently, Ben Graham was on Sesame Street this morning. A caller has just had called up to let us know, which is a very odd coincidence, given we just played the Sesame Street theme. I'm not entirely sure what he was doing on Sesame Street, but
really interesting.
Maybe teaching kids about American footy. I don't know. Would that be likely?
I have no idea. Quite possibly.
Okay, well, we'll look out for that. Maybe a repeat on this afternoon on ABC TV. We can check it out. Okay, I also read the other day that Ben Graham punted just once in the Arizona Cardinals match against the Green Bay Packers and spent a lot of downtime on the bench. As you said, they don't have to do much. How do they get away with doing so little?
Well, it comes down to how well the offense is doing. If the offense is playing very well, the punter doesn't have much of a job to do because his team's always scoring. The punter comes on only when the offense has stalled, has bad field position, and wants to kick the ball away to the other team. If they've got good field position or they think they're going to score, they won't call on the punter. So there have been games, there aren't many, but there have been games where a punter doesn't make a kick for either team.
Okay.
But that is rare.
Sounds like my kind of job. I like it. Are we going to see more ex-Australian rule players trying their luck, doing this kind of thing, if there is so much money to be made at maybe the end of their, at least, Australian career?
I would certainly expect it. We've got a couple of kids who are currently in the college ranks punting right now. There is one kid recruited from Victoria, Nick Vlad, to Boise State to punt. There is another one from Victoria, Jordan Berry, I believe his name is, who's been recruited to kick for Eastern Kentucky. So as more and more kids start getting college scholarships, certainly we'll be seeing them work their way up into the professional ranks as well as ex-AFL players.
Yep, yep. Okay, and how big a deal is it to play in a Super Bowl in America? Is that the pinnacle of everything in American football?
Yes.
Yeah,
question.
Yep. Because it's the biggest also viewed sporting event, I think, in America as well. Is that right?
Yep. It gets about 150 to 200 million people watching it each year.
That's an unbelievable number. Do you have any idea what the advertisers paid? Because I know that it's highly sought after as an advertising slot as well to be played in the middle of the Super Bowl. Do you have any idea of the amounts that people would spend?
The last time I remember reading it, it was $2.2 million for a 30-second slot.
Whoa. Whoa, well, this is big.
Yeah, and a lot of people will tune into the Super Bowl not to watch the game because a lot of the games have been average over the last 40-some-odd. Some have been good, some have been bad. A lot of people will tune in just for the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's when they will show some of their newest and their best right at that time to get maximum exposure. Now, you mentioned Gridiron Victoria before.
Yep.
How's it going in Australia?
Going quite well, actually. We just took our nationals team, the Outback squad. We took them over to American Samoa to play a friendly. It was a very spirited, good game. Australia, unfortunately, we weren't as good as the Samoans, but the local competition is going quite well, as well as the national competition.
How many people are playing?
In Victoria, we've got six clubs, plus which has a junior and a senior side. So I'd probably say we're at about 250 to 300 players.
Mm-hmm. And what do you sort of see or hope, I guess, for Gridiron in Victoria or Gridiron in Australia? What's the vision for the sport?
The vision within Victoria, we'd certainly like to see another couple of teams sprout up within the next probably 5 to 10 years. Two teams would be great for the league. From an Australian perspective, we would like to see the sport grow as much as it possibly can. Now, we know we've got competition from rugby, AFL, soccer, those types of sports, so we don't have any delusions that we'll get to that stage. But we would certainly like to see the sport continue to grow and expand and make its own little niche within the Australian sports market.
Well, good luck with it all, Dan. Now, before we go, I've been asking everybody else if TV can kill you. What would you like to die watching? Have you got any ideas what you'd like? What's your favourite show?
Well, my favourite show, gosh, that's a tough call because I actually don't watch much television. Honestly, my favourite shows that I'm watching now are the Gridiron Games, so probably... if I could go out, it'd be watching the Rams winning a Super Bowl.
There you go. Magnificent. Thanks so much for your time, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Dan Levin from Gridiron Victoria there, filling us in on why there's a whole lot of Aussies punting in America, making lots of money, and may even be playing in the Super Bowl. Very, very informative.